Welcome to this edition of Back to Basics with Pastor Brian Broderson.
Christ gave himself. He gave all of himself. He gave his life, and we are to give our lives as well. We're to give ourselves to our wives completely. You cannot give your life for your wife and share it with another woman, whether it is a literal woman or a virtual woman. You can't do it.
Today on Back to Basics, Pastor Brian continues his study in the book of Genesis. Join us as Pastor Brian concludes his teaching on Genesis, chapter 2, verses 18 through 24, in a message titled, Christ, the Husband's Role Model. Now, here's Pastor Brian.
You know, one thing that we men have a difficult time in doing, speak for myself as well, we have a difficult time in growing up, don't we? And letting go of certain things. Relationships change when we get married. We have to understand that. And if we fail to understand that, that is going to create some serious difficulty in the relationship. And so we have to leave things behind. Our wives have to become a priority, just as Jesus left everything behind for the priority of the church. So we've got to let go of family. We've got to let go of friends. And we've got to let go of childish pursuits. There comes a point when you just have to put those kinds of things behind you. And believe me, I can't even begin to count the numbers of counseling sessions I've spent listening to a poor woman cry about how her husband is just never around because he's out with the boys goofing off, doing the things that they were doing when they were kids, teenagers. See, those are the things that are implied here in loving our wives as Christ loved the church. Secondly, Christ loved the church by serving the church. Jesus became a servant. You remember he was found on one occasion washing the disciples' feet. And here's a question, men, that we must ask ourselves. Do we serve our wives, or do we look at them as our servants? Again, the culture has had that picture of the woman as, you know, more of the servant. The man, you know, the classical, stereotypical picture of the chauvinist man sitting back in his easy chair with his feet propped up and his cigar and his newspaper, and you know, the wife is waiting on him hand and foot and so forth. That's a bit of a caricature, but there's a lot of reality behind that. There has been in the past, and there still is today. But you see, when we come to Christ, we get a whole new role model. Maybe that's what you grew up with. Maybe that's what it looked like in your home. Maybe that's the way your dad treated your mother. And so you've just assumed that behavior. You've just brought it into your own marital experience, but it's killing your marriage. You need a radical readjustment of your understanding of your relationship with your wife. That's not the biblical picture. That's the picture of the world. That's what it looks like from the world standpoint. But we as husbands, we are to serve our wives. It's a mutual thing. My wife is... If I could say anything, well, I could say hundreds of things about her, but, you know, she is really a servant. She really is. And I can't say that I've been the best servant to her over the years, but I know that as we've gone on in marriage, this is something that the Lord has, you know, always been sort of chipping away at me with. Just that understanding that I need to be a servant to her. And I thank God, her, you know, sort of her natural inclination just to get out there and serve. You know, making meals to her is you know, that's a pleasure. That's a joy. She loves to do it. I appreciate that because I like to eat them. But how do I reciprocate? What can I do that she really likes? Well, one thing that she really appreciates is when I just voluntarily get up and do the dishes without her having to nag me to do it. You know, sometimes it's just really basic, simple stuff. But it's the attitude of a servant. Jesus showed us that we are to be servants. Another thing that Jesus did in demonstrating his love for the church is that he took our burdens upon himself. He took our burdens upon himself. And men, I think the way this would translate to us is we have to ask ourselves the question, are we compassionate toward our wives? Are we sensitive to them? Now, if you've been married for a while, you know that your wife needs you to be sensitive. It's not always easy to figure out our wives. And oftentimes, they say something, but they really mean something else. So it takes a certain amount of sensitivity and attentiveness and compassion to, you know, really listen and figure out just what is going on here so we can help them through some of those struggles, some of those difficulties. Women often think, at least all of them that I've met, and I have two daughters as well, you know, they often think that they are homely, or they think they're overweight, or, you know, they a lot of times they just have this image of themselves that's just, it's not real, but it's a condemning, you know, insecure kind of a thing. And I found that just making a habit of telling my wife she's beautiful and loving her and tell her I love her, that's helped her with some of that. And I could see over the years how much she's grown and changed. And I think maybe partially it has something to do with just, you know, learning to be sensitive. Now, listen, guys, listen to the word, learning to be sensitive. This doesn't come natural for us, right? This is stuff we have to learn. It's stuff we have to work at. And some have to work at it harder than others. But these are the things that are part of this picture, that we would be compassionate toward our wives, that we would be sensitive. Paul goes on and he says that we are to love our wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. By nature, I must confess, I am more of a taker than a giver. That is my nature. It's something that by the grace of God through the conviction of the Holy Spirit is something that the Lord pointed out to me many years ago. So he's been, again, you know, he's been working on me in that area. But to follow Christ's example, I must become a giver. It's easy to take. It's not as easy to give. Some people have a sort of a natural bent toward that, but in my experience, it hasn't been that many. But Jesus gave himself. He gave himself. He gave his life away for others. And this is something, of course, that applies not just in marriage, but it applies across the board for us as Christians, because Christ is our example, not just in our marriages, but these are also principles that we need to develop just to live by. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus set the example for us there. But what are we talking about practically when we're talking about giving? Well, again, very practically, in giving ourselves, we need to give of our time. Selfishness is something that will ruin a marriage, and especially in regard to time. If I want all my time for myself and to do the things that I like to do, that is going to create a very difficult atmosphere in my marriage. So I need to learn to do things and to go places that my wife enjoys or desires, and not to, you know, not to have everything always revolving around me. And again, it's easy to do that. We're going to go on a vacation. And, well, where are we going to go? We're going to go to Hawaii. What are we going to do? Well, I'm going to surf, and you're going to take care of the kids. How's that sound for a vacation? Sounds great to me. It never sounded all that great to my wife. But isn't that kind of the, you know, the way we do things so often? You know, if I'm planning a vacation, if you're planning a vacation as a man, how many of you men, honestly, how many of you in planning a vacation have really sat down and thought, now, what would my wife like to do for this vacation? I know nobody's going to raise their hand because there probably isn't anybody here that's really thought that, right? We just don't tend to think that way. Now, I'm kind of going back in time. I'm thinking about the way I behaved when I was younger. What was that chuckle about, Cheryl? Well, I thought I'd changed anyway. But, you know, I remember back when we were young, you know, every day off, we had a routine. Now, as I mentioned to you before, my whole obsession in life before I met the Lord and even to some extent afterward was surfing. I grew up in the surf culture and all of that. So every day off was a surf trip. And Cheryl could tell you we had a routine, you know, every day off we'd get in the car and we'd drive to certain surf spots. And you know, that was okay for a few weeks. And then as far as she was concerned, that got old really quick. Now, you know, she told me she always wanted to marry a surfer, but she didn't realize what that implied. So I think if she had to do it again, she might think twice about that. So, you know, we would just go on these, basically on these surf trips. And that was every day off. And if one day she twisted my arm and we had to go do something that she wanted to do, I would pretty much just pout the whole day. Because she wanted to do things like go shopping, go walk around the mall, go look at model homes, things that I just didn't see the value in any of that. But I will say, and I think Cheryl will testify, I have changed. Now my idea of a day off is taking a long walk with my wife and going places that she would like to go. Now, the interesting thing, guys, and for you younger guys, I'll let you know, after a while, they don't even really like to go to the mall that much anymore. That's what's happened with my wife. But it's doing things. It's going places. It's being sensitive to the other person. Jesus gave himself. We are to give time. We are to give attention. We are to give attention. You know, it's easy to be with somebody but not pay attention to them. It's easy to be with them physically but not to be with them mentally. It's easy to be sitting in the same room but to be somewhere else in your thinking process and basically to ignore the other person. A few weeks ago when I returned from Europe, Cheryl and I, one of our other favorite things to do is to go have coffee together. And so we got to our little favorite coffee place and we sat down. And right when we sat down, I made the mistake of picking up the newspaper. And because I hadn't seen a newspaper in 3.5 weeks. And I started to read it. And as I was reading it, it was just like a sense, a cold sense sort of began to permeate the atmosphere. And I glanced over and I saw these eyes looking at me. And I knew immediately that I had done the wrong thing. So I folded up that paper, put it down, and said, "Yes, dear, what do you want to talk about today?" It's so important to give attention to one another. As you have probably heard, one of the most vitally important ingredients in a marriage is communication. You have to be able to communicate. And that's where giving attention is so important. We have to communicate, and sometimes we just have to listen. And I find sometimes with my wife, all she really needs me to do is just listen to her. I don't even have to have an answer necessarily. I just need to hear her out. I just need to hear how she feels. Communicating, giving attention. Jesus gave himself entirely, and we are to give all. Christ gave his lives. And again, men, this is what I want to emphasize tonight as we're winding things down here. We have got to get to a place as Christian men in the 21st century of realizing that marriage is not just some aside. It's not just something I happen to do with my life. This is a main portion of life from God's standpoint. And how you conduct yourself as a husband and as a father, these are the things that are going to be weighed out in the last day. Much more so than I think a lot of times we realize. There have been many times, even within the church, where the attitude has been a negligence toward the wife and the children because we're serving God. And of course, as we serve God, there are sacrifices to be made. But it all has to be kept in the context of husbands loving your wives as Christ loved the church. And so we've got to see this. And I think sometimes what happens is we lose sight of some of these more simple aspects of life. We lose sight of the importance of them in God's eyes. But, you know, listen, your wife, your family, your marriage is infinitely more important than your job. Do you realize that? Because at the end, when you stand before the Lord, he's not going to ask you what position you held in your company. He's not going to ask you how much money you made a year. He's not going to ask you how many houses you owned, or he's not going to ask you about your wealth. He's not going to ask you questions about that, because that stuff, to a large degree, doesn't matter. But sadly, those are the things that so often are being emphasized in the life and in the mind of a man to the neglect of the things that really matter. What really matters is your relationship with your wife, the way you treat her, your attitude toward her. And as I said initially tonight, we talk about the attack on marriage. And yes, there is an attack on marriage, as we mentioned. Marriage as an institution is being attacked, but the greater problems are right under our own roofs. And to some degree, it's because we've allowed problems to fester under our own roofs that certain people have felt a liberty to just come out and attack marriage entirely. And oftentimes you hear the cry from the other side when we are talking about the sanctity of marriage, the importance of marriage. You hear the cry, well, you haven't seemed to think it was so important in the past. Why are there so many divorces? We have to see these things for the vitally important things that they are. God created the marital relationship, that he might bring a family into existence, that he might lay the foundation for all society. And we are keepers, especially as Christian people, we are keepers of these things. Not simply in the institutional sense, but we're more importantly, we're keepers of them on the very personal level of my own relationship with my wife as her husband. And so Christ gave himself. He gave all of himself. He gave his life, and we are to give our lives as well. We're to give ourselves to our wives completely. You cannot give your life for your wife and share it with another woman. Whether it is a literal woman or a virtual woman, you can't do it. Because in doing that, you're not really giving yourself for your wife. You're trying to split yourself. And this is splitting families, and it's destroying marriages. And again, I emphasize these are the weighty things that God will take into account on the final day. This is not a suggestion. This is not just a good piece of advice if you want to have a pleasant experience in your marriage. This isn't a platitude. This is God's word to us men, and this is what we will be accountable for on the day of judgment. Did we love our wives? Did we love them as Christ loved the church? And in closing, men, in order to really love our wives as God calls us to, we have got to have a right relationship with him. Because it's challenging. It's not easy. Because my flesh, my sinful nature bucks against so many of these things. And it's only by submitting to God and that work of the Spirit, chiseling away at these attitudes and things like that, that we're able to become those men. But I've got to be committed. I've got to be committed to the Lord. And I would venture to say that if your marriage is on the rocks, that, man, you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and you've got to ask yourself this question: where am I at with the Lord? Because if you're where you should be with the Lord, he's going to grind you down and make you into the man that he wants you to be. But if that's not happening, and if there is there in your heart that indifference, if there is that tendency toward neglect, if there's that unforgiveness or that bitterness or that abusive language or abusive behavior, or if there's infidelity, all these things are indicative of a heart that is not where it ought to be with the Lord. And so we can't love our wives as Christ loved the church unless we're right with him. And so in closing tonight, I just put forth that challenge to every married man in this room. Where's your heart with the Lord? Your relationship with your wife will give you some indication as to where your heart is with God. And if your relationship with your wife isn't looking something like what we're talking about tonight, I'm not talking about a perfect situation, but if it's not looking like something like that, and if it's not moving, however slowly, but yet it's moving in that direction, then you've got to go back and say, Lord, I need to get right with you.
For the month of January, Back to Basics Radio is offering a book titled, Is God Anti-Gay? And Other Questions About Homosexuality and Same-Sex Attraction by Sam Albury. Writing from his own temptation about same-sex attraction, pastor, author, and speaker Sam Albury shares what the Bible says about same-sex attraction and how Christians can respond biblically, both inside and outside the church. The book Is God Anti-Gay? And Other Questions About Homosexuality and Same-Sex Attraction by Sam Albury is our gift to say thank you for your donation to Back to Basics. So we encourage you to call us right now at 1-800-733-6443 or visit us online at backtobasicsradio.com. where you can find more resources or sign up for Pastor Brian's free weekly email devotional. We'd also like to remind you that all of our other resources are waiting for you at backtobasicsradio.com or by calling our request line at 1-800-733-6443. That's 1-800-733-6443. Our desire is to encourage you in your daily walk with God. We'll continue tomorrow with more valuable insights from Pastor Brian as we study together in the book of Genesis. Back to Basics is the preaching and teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa, California.